Hello, everyone, and welcome to Creating a Mindset for Success. I am your host, Karonda Glover, and we're on the fifth and final key of why mindset mastery is vital to your success. Let's recap the past 4 days. 1, developing a healthy self-esteem. 2, formulating a winning perspective. 3, harnessing drive. 4, facing adversity. And 5, last but not least, that ties in everything together in a nice, neat little bow, achieving the underlining goal. You know, goal setting is a multifaceted process, with achievement being the most obvious indicator of success. Nevertheless, without the proper mindset, you may not get that far. An undertaking that easily eludes even the most well-intentioned individuals. Achieving a goal requires more than a mere lukewarm desire or thought to succeed. Mindset is where the rubber meets the road. Taking a step further, mental toughness is what determines whether someone will dig deep and work through hardship to succeed or simply claim defeat. It includes exercising courage, sustaining effort over long periods, and leveraging self-talk to move through each pivotal phase before ultimately accomplishing the underlining goal. Are you ready to command your results? If so, make a conscious decision to master your mindset and reach for a greater success in the new year and beyond. I hope you really like this series. To me, you have to come up with a goal and also achieve that goal. That's why 5 ties in with a nice little bow in this whole entire package, this whole entire segment, and underlining, you know, achieving the underlining goal, because you must set goals in life to achieve anything in life and or in business. You have to go ahead and determine what you're going to do. You have to have a direction. What you're going to do, how are you going to do it, and what it's going to take to get there. And make sure you stay consistent daily on achieving that goal. Write that goal down. Look at that goal. Imagine that goal in your mind. See yourself at that point in time that you have for that goal. So if you see yourself or you tell yourself, okay, we're going to do it in the present tense. I have blank, blank, blank. See yourself have it. Feel yourself having it. Feel what it will feel like if you achieve that goal, what it is that you choose to have and to succeed in. Excuse me. When you write down your goals, you have to write them down. You just don't think them in your head. You write down your goals. You look at your goals every day. You see yourself. You meditate on it. You see yourself achieving that goal. You feel what it feels like to achieve that goal when you've made it to that point. That's what's going to help you get through your process of goal setting. Because 1, you have to set the goal. 2, you must write it down. You must. This is where a lot of people really mess up. They say they have a goal, they'll tell the goal, but they will not write it down, they will not look at it every day, and they will not repeat it every day. It's just like having a goal of doing daily affirmations every day. You have to get up, you have to do it, you have to see it, you have to see it, you have to feel it, and you have to believe it in order to achieve that goal. So your goal is to do positive affirmations every morning at the same time, 3 times a day, 3 times that morning, every day, every morning. That is your underlining goal. Once you achieve that goal, you will begin to see results, but you must write it down. You can't just sit there and think about it and say, okay, this is my goal. You must write it down and see it daily. Look at it. Get your journal. Write it down daily, every day. Write down your goal. Feel what it feels like to have accomplished that goal. Be in that moment. See yourself accomplishing that goal. And I guarantee you, your goal will come true. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is the last day of the series, Key Factors of Why Mindset Mastery is Vital to Your Success. Please feel free to leave a message and let me know how you enjoyed this series and what other topics you would like to talk about as well to help you conquer your mindset, get through adversities, harness drive if you need it. Some people don't have that get up and go, you know. They need a little help with their little push. So if you have any more suggestions for my podcast, please do not hesitate to leave me a message and let me know. And we can tackle that for you and see what we can do to help you go forward to create that mindset for success. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Karanda Glover. And remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.